You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Ruben Dominguez, instructor for Lutheran Early Response Training. Good morning, Pastor Dominguez.
Good morning.
Thanks for being my guest this morning and starting your day so nice and early with us. Pastor Dominguez, tell me a little bit about your involvement with Lutheran Early Response Training.
Yes, since April, I was contacted by our director, Reverend Ross Johnson, in order to explore the work in the Spanish-speaking congregations of our synod. And since I've been a professor in different theological programs, many of the Hispanic pastors know me, and I was a good fit for that position, he said. And I was contracted by the disaster response program since April.
Why?
To do the alert training programs in Spanish.
Why is the Lutheran Early Response Team, why are Lutheran Early Response Teams an important part of mercy work for us as Lutherans, Pastor?
Well, mercy is one of the three emphases that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is doing lately. And mercy is also exercised for those who have been hit by disasters, whether human or natural. And this is what basically the mercy arm of the church is doing. The merciful arm, and that's what we do. And we try to train people to do their best.
Pastor Dominguez, what are some of the things that are covered in the LERT training, in the Lutheran Early Response Team training?
First, of course, we define what a disaster is, and then we go to say the different stages that the human being goes through in a disaster. And the basic thing that we do is to train people to help other people, especially the church neighborhood people. And we provide that training, and we identify leaders first, and then we proceed to train them what are the things to do, what people expect when they're in the middle of a disaster, and so on.
Who do you hope will attend the upcoming Lutheran Early Response Team training?
That will be taking place in October at Fort Wayne, the seminary at Fort Wayne. And many people are going to go. I'm just an attendee. I am still in the process of being trained myself into doing this job. And I think we're just trying to cover, as I said, the Spanish-speaking congregations in our synod.
How does this type of training strengthen our communities, our Spanish-speaking congregations? How can this be helpful to our Spanish-speaking congregations?
Well, we try to make visible the church, not only in terms of the building, but the people per se, going into the other people who are in the neighborhood, and to let them know that we as Christian people care about everyone in our community. And we try to make the ministry of presence not only during disasters, but on an ongoing basis.
Pastor, anything else you'd like for us to know about Lutheran Early Response Training, or the Lutheran Early Response Teams?
The director, Reverend Ross Johnson, contacted me because he noticed that when disasters hit in the middle of or near our Spanish-speaking congregations, the pastors or the congregations did not contact the Office of Disaster Response at the synod's headquarters. And he was wondering why was this situation taking place, until finally, I guess, it dawned on him that it is because of the lack of promotion that disaster's response is doing in the ethnic congregations in our synod, especially the Spanish-speaking congregations, who at this point are the largest, probably the largest ethnic congregations besides the Black African congregations. So he was right, because there was none that was promoting the disaster response ministry in the Hispanic congregations, that they were not calling them when disasters hit.
Pastor Ruben Domingos, instructor for Lutheran Early Response Team Training. Thanks so much for being my guest today here on His Time.
You have a good day. Thank you.
God bless you. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer, sacred music as well to sanctify your morning. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.